This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
I'm joined by Charlene Murphy and Ellie Kelly. Of course, I've had both ladies on to have a chat to me previously on iRadio's group chat, and it's always a pleasure. Of course, your co-hosts of Hold My Drink podcast, you're on for this week's I Recommend on iRadio's group chat. Thank you so much for coming on to chat to me.
Thanks for having us.
Not at all. Now, of course, your podcast has blown up. It's massively popular with listeners. When you first launched it, did you ever imagine that things would take off the way it has?
No, definitely not. I think when we first got a contract, it was like a 12-week contract. We were like, oh God, that's very long. Can we commit to that?
What are we going to talk about?
And it's literally been 4 years
since
then. So it's hard. I think the best things kind of start off like that, though, to not expect much and to be surprised. That's the best feeling you can have. So.
And I guess for anyone who is new to Hold My Drink, they definitely need to go out and listen to it, because I binge listen when I'm driving long distances. But what episode do you think you'd recommend for people to listen to first?
I mean, I think during the 4 years, we've been through so many phases in your life that depending on whatever phase in your life you're in, you can definitely find an episode that to relate to.
Yeah.
Like, we've had loads of guests on. We have episodes on breakups, friendships, grief. Like, there's kind of something for everything, and we talk about just things that come up in everyday life. So I think that's why people have talked to it so much, because it's just real and it's things that just
people can relate to.
Yeah,
and I think that's so important, because sometimes when you see people that you follow online, you know, they might not kind of show the worst and the best parts of themselves, but I think you've no problem in having a chat about, you know, a date that didn't go right, or like that, like you're saying, you know, have a chat about grief, because it always, all of these things touch people in different parts of their life. And I think it's so important to just openly have a chat about it. And I think listeners really respect that from both of you.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, you follow people on Instagram, and of course everybody on Instagram can just show the shiny parts and the good parts, but like, it's always good to be that little bit more relatable to people, and like, we go through things that everybody else goes through. Like, it's, and like Cher said, we just talk about daily things that come up in our lives.
Yeah, and I think on Instagram and the likes of TikTok and stuff, there's such a smaller capacity to share things, whereas a podcast, it's up to like an hour and a half long. So you can say so much more on a topic and be so much more candid about things than you could on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you find that as the years have gone by that you know, open up more and more, and then, you know, the seasons that come, you're kind of going, right, okay, well, maybe this is something I might not have spoken about in the first season, but I've no problem in talking about it now because we know our listeners so well.
I think sometimes we think of things now and we're like, oh, have we shared that? And like, our producer, even Ethan, might be like, yeah, you said that a while ago. We're like, oh, God, okay, well, what haven't we shared? Yeah, I think we might be the opposite a little bit, that there might be things that we're like, oh, we've already told that. What do we tell them now?
Or like, even things that I look back on that I have shared. Sometimes, obviously, we've grown so much. I was 22 probably when it started, so like, things I would have shared then so openly, some things I might not share as much, or like, just to protect yourself, because I think you open yourself up to like a lot of judgment with it as well. We're still so honest and real about it, but I think now that I'm a little bit older, I'm probably more thoughtful before I do share that much, but I still end up doing it, but like, I just put a bit more thought behind it, I think.
Yeah, is it scary sometimes when you're putting yourself out there? I know obviously on social media it could be the same, when you're being really honest and you share something and then you don't really know how the listeners or how the people who follow you are actually going to react, and you're just there kind of bearing your soul and you're being so open and honest.
That's the thing, you have to be like ready for criticism, or ready for people to judge it or have something to say about it, and that can be scary when it's your feelings or something you're going through that's so personal to you, because that's the last thing you need when you're going through a bad time or something. Like, you have to protect yourself in that as well. You can be so open, but you can still kind of hold a part of you back that's just for you or just for your family, just for your friends. Like, I think having that level of privacy still, even with being so open, is really important.
Yeah, definitely. You've got a great segment called Red Flag Radar. What's the craziest story that's been sent in from listeners that you think you've discussed? Because, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff on it.
I think sometimes we tend to be a little bit colorblind in the opposite sense, that like, a lot of the red flags will come in, we just automatically red. There'd be the odd day where we might be a little bit orange here and there, but
yeah,
there's some wild things about like men not changing their bed clothes or like,
yeah, some things are not okay.
No, yeah, that we just have to let the girls know, no, red.
But then in our Seeks and Stalls, which is our dilemma segment, we get so much in about like the maddest stories people getting with their best friend's ex-boyfriend and like not knowing how to say it and like just wild things like that that we try navigate, but it's obviously so hard when you're not in the situation, when it's so crazy that you can't imagine being in the situation either. But we always say we're not Bible, don't, you know, listen to us, but you don't put
Pinch
your don't put
yourself.
your life in our hands.
Yeah, pinch yourself.
You're like big sisters that you're like, okay, you know, have a little bit of advice from us, but you know, make up your own decision. Another segment that's really huge, and it's a part of your live shows as well, is blind dates. Maybe for our listeners who haven't been to one of your shows, what does that actually involve?
So usually we have three girls and one guy behind a partition, kind of like the classic "Hey, imagine a blind date." And the girls get to ask the guy. So the guy gets to ask the girls questions based on like what he looks for in a girl. He could ask like, "What's your dream date?" And like then he picks one of the three girls to go on a date with. I say a date with like little bunny ears. They don't actually go on a date, but it's a really fun segment where people can get involved. And it's just a really, and obviously there's audience members up on stage as well, but this time for our Dublin show, we're actually flipping it around. We've got three quite well-known social media boys,
Yes, we do.
influencer boys, and then one girl. So it's going to be the opposite way around, and she'll get to pick them out of then. So
That'll
that'll
be
be really
fun.
fun.
That's going to be so exciting. Stick with us for just a couple of minutes. Of course, Charlene and Ellie from the Hold My Drink podcast is on to have a chat about your next couple of shows. And we're going to get asking questions about that. If you want to send us a message, 087 110 2107 on iRadio's group chat. It is iRadio's group chat. At the minute, I'm chatting to Charlene and Ellie. We're talking about Hold My Drink. You're going live with your shows all around the country. Now, you're taking a brand new live show on the road starting in Galway at the Black Box Theatre this coming weekend. What can people expect at my hometown of Galway? What are you going to be bringing them?
Love that. We wanted to do something a little bit different, I think, this time. I kind of really bring to life that like the podcast has grown, we've grown up a little bit, and just have brand new segments in, really amazing guests. It's called the Confessions Tour, so it's kind of
Brilliant.
all based around that, and it's just going to be full of scandal and fun, and yeah, we're just really, really excited for it.
But we always like to tell anybody coming to the live shows, like, we like to keep them sacred. Each live show is sacred. So if there's confessions spilled, secrets spilled, like it all stays within that one show.
Yeah, we don't tell.
No, we don't tell.
Good on you. We're all gals here, so have you any, you know, secrets or clues as to who special guests might be, or can you let us in on anything ahead of the show?
I would say in Cork we have Dublin or Ireland's number one influencer, I would say, who was very, very loved. And in every question box we do, she is the most requested person ever to be getting on. So that's for Cork.
What else
How
can
do
we
we
say?
just? We have a very funny Dublin-based TikToker who is coming on for Dublin, and she likes to dress up as a certain movie character.
Yeah,
For anyone picking up what we're putting down.
that's a good one to do. Who else?
And then for Galway, we have someone from the islands.
The islands, that's
Fresh
all we'll
off
say. Fresh off the
the island
islands.
of love.
Yeah.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. I know
Yeah.
obviously you've mentioned Dublin, Cork and Limerick as well. Are there still tickets available? And if people want to, they've listened to this and they're like, we have to do that. Where can they get the tickets and find out all the details?
So all the tickets are linked to our bio on Instagram. So it's Home I Drink Pods. And they're all linked through there together as a whole page. So you can click whatever city you want to come
Whatever
to.
show you're going
So
to.
we got Galway 27th of September on Saturday, then the 1st of October in Vicar Street in Dublin, 2nd of October in Cork
Cork.
Opera House.
And then we've the 27th of November
For
in
Limerick.
Limerick.
Amazing. Do you find that every time you go out to do your live shows that you get more and more, you know, pally with all the listeners? And it must be so nice to be able to see them in front of you rather than, you know, on social media or have them messaging or that type of thing.
Yeah, I feel like we'll never ever forget the first live show that we ever did, and to see the room of people who actually listen to us. Because, like you said, it's just me and Cher sitting on a couch chatting, like we're best friends as it is, so it just feels natural to us. And when we'd hear people, even at the beginning, you'd hear people saying, "Oh, I listened to your podcast." It was
I'm
kind of,
like, oh,
yeah, kind of surreal to be like, "Oh
God."
God, people actually listen." So to see like a room full of people who have stuck with us for the 4 years and are still supporting us is just like the best feeling ever.
Special, yeah. Oh, that's so lovely. Now, obviously, the segment here on iRadio's group chat is called I Recommend. So I'd love to find out if you've got any TV show, maybe a podcast or a movie that our listeners should get onto if they're not already on it. If you've got a one each to share with us.
Ooh, I have one actually that I told Charlene this morning. Yeah, I binge watched it on the plane home. It's called The Girlfriend. It's on Prime, Amazon Prime. It's 6 episodes long and it's just one of those TV shows that you watch and you're like, I obviously have to watch the second episode now. Yeah. You just have to keep going and going and going. It is so juicy. It's so good. It's called The Girlfriend.
Oh, we're definitely going to put that top of the list. How about you, Charlene?
Mine is The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I love
on
it.
Amazon Prime.
I didn't watch it.
No, it's, guys, it's a cringy thing.
It?
But I love yeah, an American love drama cringe. Like that's what I like to watch. I like something that's gonna settle my mind, not make me panic.
Yeah.
I think if you love if you love kind of 10 Things I Hate About You or She's All That or that kind of thing, and they were out many, many years ago. So The Summer I Turned Pretty, I didn't think I was gonna get into it either, but every single Friday I was like, okay, I'm finished work, let's go, I'm gonna put this on.
Yeah.
And I was like, hook it to my veins. It's brilliant.
Were you team Conrad or team Jeremiah?
I think I was team Conrad, and I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but you know, I was happy. And apparently there's going to be a movie coming out, so I'll be like bringing all the girls to go to see that.
Definitely.
Well, listen, Charlene and Ellie, thank you so much for coming on to I Recommend here on iRadio's group chat. If people want to follow you or check out the podcast, where's the best place to go?
You can follow the podcast on Hold My Drink Pod on Instagram
and TikTok.
And TikTok as well. We have a TikTok page as well. We're full of behind the scenes stuff. And then on Instagram and TikTok, we're both just Charlene Murphy and Ellie Kelly.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Ladies, it's been so lovely to talk to you. Best of luck with the live shows and we'll be chatting to you soon here on iRadio again. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking.